Uber, only an Eva that's still attached. Here we say that Kivu the Muslim or Beniksosoi Nikla Kula Bredusha, since the Or got in contact with part of it, the whole thing has its Kedusha. Avu Kremitz, there's only a piece of meat that it's attached as one piece. Avu Kremitz, but the Kmitza of a Mincha, the Nifris, that Britla breaks up into pieces, Amalai, I would have thought to say that even though the fire started to get in contact with one part of the Kmitza, but it did not make those things Kodesh, that maybe if it's Yodu, you cannot put it up again. Kamashmo, not the Kiddush know, that even by the Kmitza by a Mincha, even though the Mincha, the flour like breaks up, but as long as the Moshla Bemor means in one part of it, the fire got in contact with it, not like we said, not that it burnt it through and through, but by Averiz, the fire starts to burn it. And by Mincha also, if the fire just starts to burn it, got a caught a hold of it, then the Lach is this whole piece has Kedushas now, like Lach Moshe Mizbeach, that even though it's Yerdu, you can put it back up again. But I need Ulus Kedushim two places. Not only by Ava one piece of meat. There I can hear good when the fire gets in contact with it. It'll stay with it. Therefore, it's called Moshe Bemor, and it has Chal Kedusha. But by the Kemitza, the part that's burnt has nothing to do with the rest of it. Maybe the other part is not burnt yet. When it's Yerdu, you cannot put it back up again. Kamash will know that once it started to have the fire upon it, it's ready Mekadosh it like, that even though it's Yerdu, it will be Yalu. Omer Rav Acha, Rav Acha says, Hilkach therefore, High Kremitz Pigol, the Palge Mochis Arya, or Palgis Askei Amarocha, or Moshle Boyo, again, you have this Kemitza with Chal Pigol, you made Pigol with it. Now half of it is on the floor, and half of it is on top of the Mizbeach, and the fire started to burn that half. So Lachuiz Maskim Lelukum Lachatchila. And Lachatchila now, you'll have to take the other part that's on the floor and bring it up. Since it has a shame one Kemitza, and part of it already was Moshle Bemor, it's Chala Dinna or Kedusha of Lach Mishom Mizbeach, that even though it by itself is Pigul, but still, since part of it was Moshle Bemor, you're allowed to bring the whole thing up, Lachatchila, you're allowed to take the other half and put it on top of the Mizbeach. That's the Chiddush of Ulus Din over here. And now the Gemara says, Vaita, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Ha Pigul. If you have meat, there has a list of pig of chal on it already. Or else the yahnaisa, meat that was left over the third day. Or else the yahtome, meat that became tome of kochin, shehemon lagabi mizbech, that they brought this meat on top of the mizbech. So the locher is, proki yisim lehem, the yisim goes off them. Rashi explains, what does it mean to say the yisim goes off it? So Rashi says, by the gate, the pig, as we said before, that shim yordu yalu, if it goes down, that you'll have to put it up again. Mashen came like he said, Hilchot, the Gnegeta Pasha of Tumma, the Gnegeta Neitzel, Rashi says, even helps, Shle Yishchayev Oichle Midi, that if somebody eats it, the Yisra Achilu would go off it. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Chizda, Mori Dechi, like he asked a question, Mori Dechi, like Rashi says, Balash Muazais, like Mordechai, who's the one that said this halacha? Mizbeach Mikvah Taira, what kind of swallow is this? Like how could Rabbi Yitzchok say this name of Rabbi Yechanan? Is the Mizbeach a Mikvah Taira? Does the Mizbeach stam be Mitaira Tumeim? Like Rashi's Latira Satumo, Mishum Daleyu? Just the fact you put Meis on top of the Mizbeach, or you put Bosser Tum on top of the Mizbeach, is that a swallow to say there's no Issa to eat it now? What kind of swallow is this? Some Rabbi says it means Shemosh Labena Or. That when the fire took place, the fire caught hold of this meat. That's the Chiddush. Since the fire took caught a hold of this meat, that we had the Gemara before, it's called like Lachmei Mizbeach, and therefore Nechnami, that's Metairit, that the Yisurim go off it. And therefore, if somebody eats it now, he's not over the Yisur Tumor, he's not over the Yisur Maisa, and Nechnami. Moshla Bemor even helps to take off the Tumor and the Maisa Sheboi. Moshe Rav Yitzchak Babisna. So, Rav Yitzchak Babisna asked a question like this. It says, Achirim Oimrim, other people say, the Pasuk says, V'tumosai Olav, it says the Pasuk, V'tumosai Olav, and we'll soon see some of the Tumas Aguf Medaber, where the person himself is Tomei. It goes on the Kroah that V'nefesh Ashtarecha Bosom Mizbeach, Hashtom Hashem Hashem, V'tumosai Olav, if he has Tumas, the person is Tomei, and eats Bosom Kutchim. So Rashi says, the Gemara speaks out,
Yochol, maybe Tumas HaBos, whatever the Pots is talking about, know that the Bosser is telling not the person. The name of the Hayolov HaBosser Koi, the name of the Toy means Shochol HaSatome, Chayiv, Tamar, the Pots is not, but Tumas HaLov, Mashmo, Shadayin Yolov. That means though, Yochol HaMli Toy, that the person could become Tor. So could become Tor, a person could become Tor, but not the meat itself. That's the proof that's possible. To Tumas HaLov is talking about where the person is tummy and not where the bosser is tummy. So that's the most question. The most is again. Most of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna, Achayim Maimrim, for Tumas HaLov. Mi Shetuma Parachas Imenu. That means when the person is tummy, that he could go to the mikveh and become Torah. But Yotza Bosser, we're not talking about where the mikveh becomes tummy. Shem Tuma Parachas Imenu. Because the Tuma can never leave it. So it's mashma, once the bosser becomes tummy, he can never make it Torah again. So Mora says the question, the Yemisa, well, like you're saying, or Rabbi Yitzchak said, or Rabbi Yechanan, the Yemisa, haray tumah parachas imenu, are they all, that once you put it on top of the Mizbeach, and it's moshla ben Moran Echanan, you're telling me now, the tumah goes off it. That's where the tumah is parachas imenu. So our Rav says, I de nikfa kamrin en Echanami, true, the tumah goes off because of the fire, but here we're talking about how a mikvah could take off the tumah. A mikvah could only take off the tumah from a person and not from bosa. So that's the question, maybe mikvah ksid, does the apostle say mikvah? The apostle just says, but tumah si olov, and will be medayik, it means the tumah's on it right now, but the tumah could come off it. Mashma, even tumah's bosa, that could come off anyway, even duch the eish. So if the eish could take off the tumah, so maybe the tumah si olov, maybe if it's a masala, it goes on the bosser. How do we know to say it only goes on the person? So it will be mashma that once the bosser is tummy, the yisr tumah can never go off it. So Mora says, El omar apapa, the bosser shlama maskinon, the rechazi la krovo, we're talking about bosser shlama, Rashi says, the krovi shlama ksiv, the ene roelam is beach, the ene mafriach mitumasai. On that meat we're talking about now, the meat becomes tummy, so the meat that the person can eat doesn't go on the Mizbeach. So that bosser can never become Torah. Therefore, when the Pasuk says, but Tumas HaLov, it's talking about the person that eats it is Tamei. Not if the bosser became Tamei. Because of the meat that's edible by Korban Shlomim, if that became Torah, it became Tamei, there's no way to retire it. If it only makes Torah, Tamei we just had, when the Imurim that's supposed to go on the Mizbeach, if that goes on the Mizbeach, that becomes Torah. But not the bosser that's only supposed to be eaten. That's what Papa says on Rapopo, the Bosa Shlom Mafkinon, the Rechazi like Rava. Revina Mavina says, the Tumosa of the Pasuk says, Vidashin, Misha, Tumma, Parakas, Imenu, Keshu, Shalin. Only the Tumma goes off when it's still complete. Yotza Bosa goes out Bosa, Dovishin, Tumma, Parakas, Keshu, Shalin. That when the meat is Shalin, when the fire didn't touch it yet, the Tumma cannot go off it. Why, you mean, even though Shalin just goes into the mikvah, and the Tumma goes off? But by the bosser, the only way to get the tumor off, if it's moshla b'mor, if the fire burns it, so it has to be chosa. So the dik here, dravishay tumos brachas kishusholim, el kishuchosa. By meat, the tumor only goes off when it's chosa. That's not pshan the posik, that's the dik. The tumos olov means, the way it is now sholim, the tumor does not have to stay, you can get rid of the tumor if the person goes to the mikvah. But the bosser, the only way to make a tumor is to take off, is to be chosa, to burn a little bit of it. That's not pshat the pasuk. Now the Gemara says, goof what we say before, the tumas olov, and the pasuk says the tumas olov, the tumas haguf across the medaber, the pasuk is talking about tumas haguf, where the person eating the bosser is tummy. Time you're telling me the tumas haguf, it's talking about tumas haguf, or yaini, maybe not that way, and the tumas bosser, maybe it's talking about tumas bosser. So Mora says no, Nemakan Tumosai, for Nemalahalan Tumosolov. Whereas Boy, Malahalan Tumas Aguf across the Madaber, talking about over there in the Pasha of Tumas Aguf, is Afkan Tumas Aguf across the Madaber. He also was talking about Tumas Aguf. Rabbi Yasi says, Hoyover Nemru Kodshim, Beloshin Rabin, Venemru Tumma Beloshin Yochit. So that's the proof of Tumas Aguf across the Madaber. Like we talked about the meat of Kotchim, no, we use Lashon Rabim. And here it used Lashon Yochid, Mash, we're talking about the person is tummy. Rabbi Yomer, the Ocha B'tumas Agus across the Medaber, the person is talking about if you eat it when you're tummy, when the person is tummy. Achirim Marmim, others say, the Pesach says, but Tumasi Olav. So Darshan, Misha Tumma Prakas, this is the drush we had before. Misha Tumma Prakas Imenu, something that the Tumma could go away from you, a person go to the Mikvah and become Tol, Yotza Bosa, Mashenk, when Bosa becomes Tomei, Shein Tumma Prakas Imenu, the Tumma can never leave the Bosa. Here's a different shot in how we know that this pasuk with Tumas Olav is talking about if you eat the Bosa Kachim when the person is Tomei, it's Chayav Koris, and not with just the Bosa itself is Tomei. Oh my man, what we just said before, Rabbi says, Tavshan, the pasuk is V'yocho, but Tumas Aguf, Hakos Medav, the pasuk is talking about when the person is Tomei. My Mashm, how do we know this? Oh my God. Like before he said Xerah Shav, it says here and it says there. But still, Rashi explains the question is, how do we know which was talking about Tumas Aguf? Maybe the other one was talking about Tumas Bosa. So it says, Omar Rovo, Kol Krod, Le Meforesh, Le Rabbi Yitzchot, Bar Avodimi. Any posture that Rabbi Yitzchot, Bar Avodimi, did not explain. The Chol Masnis, any Braisa, Le Meforesh, Le Rab Zero, Le Mifresho. We do not pack an upshot. In other words, he's going to explain it. That Hochi, Omar, Rabbi Yitzchot, Bar Avodimi. This is where Rabbi Yitzchot, Bar Avodimi explained this posik. Hoyo the Pesach, across the Belosh and the Keva. The posik starts off talking about Belosh and the Keva. The sign Beloshin Akeva, and then just Beloshin Akeva. For Loshin Zocha, the end, so in the middle talks about Loshin Zocha, so the Tumas Aguf, the car calls him a Daber. That's the proof that the middle is talking about a Tumas Aguf, that's why it changed the boss of the Kachin, the calls Beloshin Akeva. And the person who says Beloshin Zocha, that's the proof we're talking about Tumas Aguf. Mas Nisim, where's the place that he explains? The Tanya learned, in Nemru Kalis, Nomu Nemru Chamus, for Nemru Chamus, Nomu Kalis. Why does he have to say both of them for the Kalis and the Chamuris? Rashi says, Linyan Achilas Kochim, but Tumas Aguf Shani with Erskanim. And the Kamim will soon explain it, that the Chumuris and the Kalis, why do you have to explain both of them about eating Kochim when you're Tomei? So it sounds like this. Inema Kalis, Vulei Chamuris, the Yisraim Al Kalis, I would have said Al Kalis on your love. The Al Chamuris may be there, Yechayiv Misa. If you eat the Chomotik of Bosa Kotchim, we'll soon explain what a Chamuris means, then maybe only by the Chamuris you chayiv Misa. The Kach Nehme Chamuris, it says no Chamuris. The Yin Nehme Chamuris, or Nehme Kalos, he say, Mala Chamuris, ye chayiv. The Al Kalos, ye potter all together, the Kach Nehme Kalos, to say no, that at least is a love. Now, my Kalos and my Chamuris, learn if you want to tell me, Kalos means Maisa. If you eat Maisa when you tell me, you only over love. Chamuris means truma. He somehow would have said the misa. Hashtinam, you have a misa. There is a misa involved. V'im l'nem r'isiyem of a misa. Dai lov merdin liyaz kenodin. In other words, if you want to know misa by truma from the kalvachayim of misa, we always say dai lov liyaz kenodin. We always say dai that dai lov merdin liyaz kenodin. You're learning it out. Truma from misa. If misa doesn't have misa, Savada Chumuras not have Misa. So what does the Kalas and the Chamuras mean? El Rather Kalas means Tumas Sheretz. If you tell me because you touch the Sheretz, well, you're only a Rishon Tumah. Chamuras means Tumas Mace. You touch the Mace, you're an Ava Tumah. Over mine, what are we talking about? Ebi Truma, if talking about the person now is going to eat the Truma, the Kain's Tumah, Ebi Ubi Misa. Whether the Kain's Tumah through a Sheretz, or whether he's Tumah through a Mace, what's the difference? The Mace of the Kain is Tumah, and he's Chayv Misa with Eshemayim if he eats Truma. V'su lakach nemu chamuris the belav of a misa. It's not a lav. Yichayiv misa. And also, v'lo nemu yisayim of misa. No dayev again. We should say v'bachilus nemu talking about chilus misa. In lo nemu chamuris yisayim al chamuris misa. Hametumasheretz kasiya. It's only tumasheretz. That alone is milas kenadin. So what's going on? What's the chamuris? And what does the kavus mean?
We'll continue on the other side. We'll start over this thing a little bit on the other side. Beginning of the other side, we'll start over again. Yeah, really, we're up to Daf Mem Dalar Amad Aleph. We just start over again. The last sugya on Daf Mem Gimel Amad Beis. The last sugya we had again was for Mas Nisin. We have to have a Hezbollah in the mission in the Braitha. The time will be like this. In Nemru Kalis, Lomu Nemru Chamuris. V'in Nema Chamuris, Lomu Nema Kalis. How can the prophet say two things? That if a person eats it when he's Tomei, he has an Einish. I will soon say, comes out to mean Meiser and Truma. So explained, in them, a Kalthula just said the Kalas to Meiser, Fulaycha, was not the Truma, a Yisema would have said, then Allah Kalas, Palav. If he eat the Kal, Yichayev Alav, then a Chamur is a Misa. Therefore, that's to say chamurus. We'll still see what it means. Look who it's right. On shmeis, you only over love, and on truma, you over misa. We'll soon see. Now, the nemer chamurus, would have just said chamurus to truma. For the nemer kalas, it wouldn't say meis, you see oimer. Ala chamurus, you chayiv, and echem. If you eat truma when you're tomei, you'll be chayiv. But the ala kalas, you're potter. Maybe if you eat the kalas, you're potter altogether. The kach nemer kalas, therefore, has to say kalas also. So this is the braisa. Now we have to the hezra. This is the way Reb Ziri will explain it. Now the Gemara says, my kalus to my chamurus. What's called the kalus? What's called the chamurus? Then if you want to tell me kalus is maisa and chamurus is truma, the person eats these two things when he's tamei. So what are you telling me then? Well, Yisayim, I would have said that the misa, that what I would have said that truma is chayv misa, for the Gemara, it's taka true. Hashanam, you have a misa, it's taka true. That on maisa you only overlap if you eat when you're tamei, and on truma you take a chayv misa. Secondly, v'lo nemer, if it weren't to say the yisayim b'misa, I would have said the chayv misa. How could that be? If it weren't to say the chamurus the chayv misa, how could you learn enough from a kal v'chayma for a maisa? A kal v'chayma is always a svarim of dayoy, love and adin liyos kanodim. Since you're learning it out, the chlal for maisa truma, it can't be more chamur than maisa. So if maisa is only a love, I would not know the truma is a misa. Ella rather must be like this. Kalois means truma sheret. Means if the person became tummy because he touched the sheret, he's a rishon of tumma. Chamurus means truma mace. If the person touched the mace, then he's also considered a nava tumma. So the more of a mind, what are we talking about? Either truma is this kain, that tummy is going to be truma. Either the misa. What's the difference how the kain is tummy? Whether he's tummy through a ava tumma, or whether, and then he became a rishon. Or whether he becomes an avatam, what's the difference? In both places, the bichayim misa. There's two. Secondly, lekach nemru chamurus. The belavo b'misahi, that it says chamurus to teach us that there's misa. And what are you telling me again? Vila nemru yisayim b'misa. And if it weren't to said, I would have learned out from kal v'chayma. Again, the kasher is daya love me adin liyos kanodin. How can I know from the kal v'chayma l'chura? It can't be more chama than the Tumas Sheretz. So therefore, it can mean Kal or Tumas Sheretz, and Chama means a Tumas Meis. Dibach, in the Smais, you can tell me, we're talking about now, that the person is eating Meis, so no, that's true. Tumas Kal means Tumas Sheretz. Tumas Chama means a Meis. And it's talking about when the guy is eating Meis, so what are you telling me?